start Hilchos Shabbos. We zoche to learn and lilmod al menas lasos, which is actually the hakdama of the Chafetz Chaim to Chelek Gimel. Chelek Gimel is unique that the Chafetz Chaim has a beautiful hakdama to Shabbos. And in Dibar Maskel v'Gam, the Mishnah Brura points out that it's well known that the mitzvos aseik are mechulin to the ramach evarim of the body. And he says, but there are some mitzvos that a person could live if, God forbid, they're missing a limb of the body. But he points out in Dibra Maskel v'Nuchal, prior to that, that someone who is a mechalo Shabbos, so then, in such an instance, so then he's considered a mumar b'chol haTorah kula. So he argues in the end of Dibra Maskel v'Gam, that it's as if someone who is missing the rosh or the leif of the chius of a Yehudi is Shabbos. He says that there are two fundamental things. He doesn't develop which one is the leif and which one's the rosh, but he says akin to leif and the rosh is emuna and Shabbos kodesh. Those are the leif and the rosh. And he concludes in Dibra Maskel v'Gam, Dim yechsa lo inyon emelu kfar nistale kol ikar achius min afsho hakdosha. One could expand, one needs to expand, and maybe Shal should this time. What exactly does this mean? Why is it that he's Nefesh Bahamishalo? Speaking of Shal Shudis, so nowadays Agoda and Rush and Musar and Machshava is all very exciting. There are more people who come to Shal Shudis than come to Mishnah Brura, right? So in Dibra Maschel Ach, so the Mishnah Brura says that that's not necessarily really correct. He points out that the Medrash and Mishlei says on the Pasuk Ladas Chachma Musar that im yesh biyado shel adam chacham hu yachol lemod musar. V'im ein biyado shel adam chachma ein yachol lemod musar. But if a person doesn't have a chachma, he can't learn musar. What does that mean? V'hakavana dimu toa be'ikra inyan. You know, someone could say something very spiritual about avodah zarah chas v'chalila. You know, if there's no chachma, if he doesn't have the appropriate background in the Torah, if you will, the Torah Hanigla, so then you can't say in the Torah Hanister. If he doesn't have the appropriate background in the Halacha, then he can't talk about really, he can't really understand the Omek of Shabbos if he doesn't have the understanding of what the ground rules are. So not only is this Lomol Damanas Lasos, it also creates the whole lave and the Rosh of a person on Shabbos himself. Okay, Simon Reish Mem Beis begins with the Kvod Shabbos. Afil Misha Tzarech L'Acherim. If someone needs others, then yesh lo ma'at shelo tzarech lezar zatzon chabis to Shabbos. In other words, if an individual needs to be supported, so then in such a case, he also has to do everything he can to be mechabed Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Brura gives a beautiful long introduction. It happens to be in his introduction to all of Chelek Gimel. He points out that there are many times that he, in Shabbos, more than other areas, although we've had in a few other areas as well, where he has a psicha, where he gives us an introduction, because the halachas of Shabbos are often complicated. So tonight's halachas are not too complicated, but the Mishnah Brura also points out that there are three different categories over here. And he points out about seven lines into Os Aleph, V'hine begeder mitzvah zu, yesh gimel ma'amore chazal bazeh. In regards to this mitzvah, there are three different categories. Number one, Aleph, Hada Amru Ditzarech La'ango Bedogim Gedolim V'Rashi Shuman. One is a person who's supposed to spend elaborately on Shabbos and supposed to spend and buy the best for Shabbos. That's category number one. Number two, Bet, skipping down, first word on the line is Beis Diyarbe, Bet, Hada Amru Dafil Davim Mut, Shasol L'Chvot Shabbos, Kiyam Mitzvah Sonic Shabbos, Vafilu Krisa Kaisa Daharsina. That even a small amount also qualifies as Oneg Shabbos. So on the one hand, there's a chiyuv to go all out for Kvod Shabbos, yet at the same time, a person can be Mekayim Oneg Shabbos even with a small amount. Number three, Gimel, Umisha Shah Dechukalo Biyoser. So then, Hainu She'enlo Rak Mazon Shtei Su'udos, Bazeh Amar Rabbi Akiva. Excuse me, I'm sorry. That was, again, category number one. I skipped the line. Category number one is someone, a person ideally should do everything they can to spend elaborately on Shabbos. Category number two is even with a davar muat, you can be mekayim kvod Shabbos. Gimel, ha da amar Rabbi Akiva, say Shabbat chachol, v'al tistarach lebrios, v'chilu kol elu ha-mamar mu b'ofen zeh. Rabbi Akiva says a third category, and that is almost contradicting the above two. And that is that you should make your Shabbos chol and not take from others. This is an important klal that one should not take from others in general. So at kedek asks Rabbi Akiva that you shouldn't spend anything for Shabbos. So how do you reconcile these three things? On the one hand, spend elaborately. On the other hand, even a kos daharsana, even the smallest amount, is a fulfillment of owning Shabbos. Number three is you should eat asei Shabbat chachol and v'al tetzarech lebrios. So Mishnah Berurah answers and he says the following. He says that if somebody has enough food that he could get two meals out of Shabbos, so then he shouldn't collect for his third meal. However, if there is an individual who already needs to get two meals from the tzedakah, so then in such a case, then he would get three meals as well from tzedakah. That individual does not have to take something elaborate. That individual could be mekayim even with kosa d'arsana with the three meals. So that's going to be category number two. Category number one is someone's efshar b'yado. So then in such a case, the Mishnah Berurah goes on, so then he should be mechaber Shabbos as much as he can. So now we're ready for the words again of the mechaber. Afilu mi shetzarech l'acher, im yesh lo ma'at mishalo, tzarech lezariz atzmo l'chaber es ha-Shabbos. So that individual should be mezariz himself l'chaber es ha-Shabbos, to have something miyuchad for Shabbos, either two or three meals. V'lo amru asei Shabbos chachol v'al tetzarech lebrios, elo mi she'ashad chuka bo biyoser. That's someone who can't even afford, says the Mishnah Berurah, two meals. And then in such a case, then he would get even three meals. Alkein tzarech letzamtzem b'shar yomim kedei l'chaber ha-Shabbos. That individual, if he could letzamtzem to save up for those two meals during the rest of the days, that is going to be his responsibility. In the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Dalid, he writes, "Kedei l'chaber es ha-Shabbos, d'mizona shel Shabbos v'yomtif imosif mosifin lo." This is a famous saying, which is true, and that is that the expenditures of Shabbos and Yomtov, if you add to them, that you're not going to lose from your finances. Kamo she'amru Chazal, kol mizonoso shel adam ktsuvin lo rosh hashanah, v'leyesh lizor shel yosef ben pen lo katzel lo kol kach. When we say all of your expense, your needs are going to be taken care of, and it's already decided from the time of Rosh Hashanah, that's only referring to someone who doesn't spend over the top. However, chutz me'atzah Shabbos v'yantiv atzah z'banav l'talmud Torah, she'mosif mosifin lo. I've seen this over and over again. If you invest in both Shabbos and you invest in your children's chinuch, you will never, ever regret it. Okay, so that's the opening lines, which are a little bit confusing in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber continues, Mitakonas Ezra, shiu mechapsim begodim bechamishim v'shabbos, mipnei chvod ha-Shabbos. And there's a takana of Ezra that the laundry should already be done on Thursday. So here we segue from the general chiyuv about preparing for Shabbos to the prohibition of laundering on Friday. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan. Hey, mipnei, hayu kedei shiu levonim l'Shabbos, in order that he should have the necessary sheets and undergarments and garments for Shabbos. Avalo be'er Shabbos, but it shouldn't be done erev Shabbos. Kedei shiu pinuyim l'sasek b'tzarech Shabbos. Lufi zeh tzarech lizar, shelo leilech b'lchaluk echad kama Shabbosos, kedei shelo lavar al Takanas Ezra. So Mishnah Berurah says that if a person doesn't launder his clothing and he wears the same suit over and over again, then he's violated the Takanas Ezra. Now, this halacha brings up a very, very basic question today. And that basic question is, what about laundry today on Erev Shabbos? So here, the deer shoe comes out quite l'chumra. First, I'll talk about Friday, and remind me also to talk about Thursday night. He says in number 26, Ulechabes biyom shishi b'mechonit kvisa. Kasa b'shayos uchivos or letzion, that's Rabbi Tzina Abishol. Sha'av she'tricho b'ze mu'etet, asur. It's asur kiven she'tliyat ha'kvisa echelik me'akibus. So Rabban Zion Abishol prohibited because hanging of the wet garments needs to be done as well. Probably in the time of Rabban Zion Abishol, most people didn't have a dryer. So he said that's going to be a problem. V'chein das Rav Scheinberg, she'asa litot b'yom shishi, you're not allowed to hang just on Friday. Achein, what if someone also has a dryer? So then Rabbi Tzion Abishol said it's mutter. In other words, then the tircha has already gone down. Meidach, they quote Rav Yashiv as being machmir, that he said that's also chabes b'mechona b'yom shishi, kiman she'en l'chalek b'minig. V'chein das Rav Karelitz, she'asa l'chabes b'mechona b'yom shishi, El shetaim ha'inu mishum shelo plug v'takana, el mishum shekach ha'iz ta'atakana she'esek ha'kvisa yom b'yom ha'mishi. That the esek of the kvisa has to be on Thursday. However, Meiri v'Rabbi, Rav Neman Zal Shlita, disagrees. In the B'Yitzchak Yikare, he says, B'yomenu, she'yesh mechonot kvisa, yesh makom lahakel. That one could be makel today with washing machines and dryers, and one would be allowed to do it on Friday, and what does not have to wait. And then he adds, Ikra takanahu im yil b'shem b'shabbos. That's a cryptic line, what he means over there. Let's put that line on the side. What's Rav Neman Zal's rationale? So Rav Neman Zal says as following. He explains a little bit more in the back of the Mishnah Berurah. Like we would have expected. Alkein biyomenu shepulat hakibus nasa yidei mechona ve'ena gozelet zman rav kmo bezman avru yesh makom lahakel could be makel umitzad dover shenigzar b'minyan. It's a dover shebeminyan, the gzeira that you're not supposed to, like the way Rav Karela said it, that's a low plug. However, the tzarch minyat na'atira. So here Rav Neman Zal is mitzayin to a tosis. Afilu yodua meiza tam haisei gzeira uvat al tam. Normally we say that if it's exerit, even if the tam is batel, you need a bezin shegadol b'minyan. He says, kvar kosu tosos, this I think is going to be a little controversial, to dover shu rak mishum chshash. If the whole exerit was based on the chshash, v'over hachshash, and it really depends on how it was formulated. Tosos says in Beitz on davav amin aleph, that if the takana was formulated because it's clear that the chshash was that it was going to take away from the preparation of Shabbos. So then in such a case, then, since that was, Rav Neman Zal said to me privately, that was the nature of the original takana. It wasn't the gzeira. The takana was the gzeilas hazman. The takana was the gzeilas hazman. So since that was the takana, in contrast, one could argue that the gzeira of dancing on Shabbos and clapping on Shabbos and so on, the gzeira was the clapping. Here, Rav Neman Zal wants to argue the takana was the gzeila sazman, and therefore he's mechadesh, then in such a case it does not apply. It happens to be not all the Bali Tosas agree with this, but at the end of the day, obviously how you formulate the gzeira, how you formulate the takana is going to be extremely important, but in when I was not aware of this longer harchav in the back, I knew this was my Rebbe Shita, so one of my Talmidim, who's now a Rav, sent me to ask Rav Neman Zal this question, how is it different than the other gzeros? And that was his response to me, that when it comes to kvisa there, the takana was a gzeros hazmat, that was the takana, in contrast to other gzeros where the gzera is, that you're not allowed to dance on Shabbos, let's say, which obviously is something we'll have to discuss in detail. Not all Rishonim are going to learn that way. Some will learn that maybe it's different. But that is the crux of the issue over here. So, Nahara Upashte, there are different shitas and different takanos. Finally, Rav Scheinberg Zatzal raised an interesting question. What about Thursday night? What about Thursday night? So here, Rav Scheinberg has an interesting take. Rav Scheinberg is quoted again in the Dirshu as saying, "Shebimos hachoref." He says, "In the winter months, matchilim letasek b'tzarchei Shabbos milal shishi." In the winter months, because you don't have a lot of time on Friday, so people start earlier on, and therefore he wants to argue then already be aser to do the laundry even then. Al pishitaso, who's more machmir than our great Rebbe. So I just want to point out that if you look at Hilchos Kvod Shabbos, we'll get to it later on. The lashon of the mechaber is yashkim adam baboker b'yom hashishi. That person wakes up in the morning on Friday. So I saw many, many years ago that Rav Nosson Gestetner, that's out. So many of these Rabbanim, once upon a time, when I learned some of their shitas, they were all alive. So Rav Nosson Gestetner, this was, I saw when he was still alive, he was a big Rav in Bnei Brak. So he makes this deal in regards to the following shiloh. With this, we'll conclude. Erev Tavshilin. Could you do Erev Tavshilin when the yeshiva was learning Beitza? This is, I was once looking into Erev Tavshilin. So, could you do Erev Tavshilin on Thursday night? So, Rav Gestetner said no. Why? Because, and this gets involved in how you understand Erev Tavshilin, but the mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos starts, Dafke, he argued, Friday morning. So therefore, one could argue that according to that diuk in the Shulchan Aruch, Yashkim Adam Boker, that even the Machmirim would only start, there's a lot of room to say it starts Friday night. On the other hand, the Machmir himself is Rav Scheinberg, who said that it depends what time of year, but there's room to be Chalak Hayotze Midvarenu, that according to Rav Nevin Sashlita, one could do a laundry, although it should be kept in mind that if for whatever reason the laundry would be an extended laundry, then it should not be done. If the dryer is broken, then a shayla should be asked. But in general, it will be mutter to do at that time. I'm going to turn it into stuff.